Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. My name is Jay Chalansky, and joining me again this week is Evan Trash Panda Bullress.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going fantastic, Evan.
Excellent.
Fantastic. So let's get a couple housekeeping things out of the way.
Do it.
I have some great news for all of you listening. If you bought a podcast, it's been a long day. If you bought a mat and or sidebar, most of you who ordered before December 3rd got your sidebar already, but guess what? Mats and sidebars are in, and they shipped. By the time you listen to this, they've already shipped. They're on their way. So you're going to have your mat and sidebar coming at you. Thank you so much for your patience. We took some time there. They were supposed to be mid-December. The boat got delayed. We got them in late last week, and so I had to organize them and do some spot inspection to make sure that they're all cool, and so they are, and so we're shipping them out. So that is good news. So you can expect those probably everywhere in the U.S. should be getting them within 3 days, so you should have them by Thursday or Friday-ish. So you'll have them this week, and so that's good. That's a positive.
It sure is. I enjoy mats as well.
Yeah, it's a tricky thing, right? The whole pre-order process, because we pre-order to see what the interest is.
Yeah.
And then the problem is then you got to wait. Like you bought them back in September, and now they're here. It's October.
Honestly, so it's pre-ordering always stinks. Because you're paying for something you don't know when it's coming.
Right.
But we need to, because we don't know what you want. And this isn't like a, AAA video game company who knows Cyberpunk 2077 is going to sell.
Right.
And they just want that pre-order money for numbers and shareholders. This is more like, do you want the beach mat or the city mat? What should we print? This is literally what we're going to print. So without pre-orders, we're like, maybe just 20 of each, and then nobody buys one, and we're kind of right?
Yeah, and I mean, I think as we move forward, I think that, as we grow the mat business, that may change a little bit, because, the interest has been great, and thanks to all of you that have bought mats. And so, we'll just gauge that in the future, and hopefully, try to gauge the timing a little bit better, and so next time... Just so you know, if we do pre-orders again for mats, I would probably under-promise the delivery date and over-promise, So hopefully we could deliver earlier than what I say is going to be. Even though we're only 2 weeks off, really, realistically, it was two. We missed the mark by 2 weeks.
Yeah. But I mean, that's, it's right. Same thing that other companies are facing, the boat was stuck at harbor or wherever it was, right? The boat just took longer than it could. We can't print them here, unfortunately.
Yeah, and a lot of, the delays come because of the changing in the tariffs with, especially stuff coming from China. It's really tough because, they got to redo all that paperwork and everything. So, and then when they did come in, they literally came in on Christmas Day. And so then they got delayed a couple of days again because it's Christmas in New York. And so... they get delayed in port, and then, and everybody did a great job. It is what it is.
Yep.
And so we got them when we got them, and they are coming out to you. And if you haven't ordered them, we have stock, and they're in now. So if you order them now, you'll get them within 2 to 3 days.
Well, sure.
Roughly. And so anyway, so the mats are in. Thank you, everyone, for helping us get those and pre-ordering and trusting us with your money. We appreciate that a lot, and we know how hard that can be sometimes to wait for something, and thank you for doing it. So that's it. Next, this week, too, hopefully by the end of the week, if you recently signed up for our Patreon for the Evan Raccoon sticker, can you make sure your address is updated on Patreon, and we will be sending out the Evan stickers in the next week or so, hopefully by the end of this week, if not early next week. So those will be going out. And then that's that.
Cool.
So that's all the housekeeping for Fifth Trooper.
Sweet.
So let's talk. Let's see. First thing on the agenda, I guess we'll talk about the Prime we just went to on Saturday.
All right, cool.
So we went to a Prime. Let me say this, since it's kind of a cross connector with the Mets. So we went to Just Games in Rochester, New York, for their Prime. I would really love if you guys would go there. If you have an opportunity, go to Just Games. They're a huge supporter of this podcast.
Oh, very much.
And
so
they love the Legion community there. They actually are our first retailer. So Just Games in Rochester, they are an official retailer of the Fifth Trooper. They have all our mats there. They have sidebars there. I think they sold a ton on Saturday. So
yeah. Oh, did they?
Yeah. Cool. So, you know, I'm sure he'll get some more. He'll replenish his stock, but just wanted you to know, you know, if you can go spend money there, please do. They support us. They support the Legion community. And so I just want to say that, because we went to the Prime there, and not only he understood what he had and didn't have. And before going into the Prime, he had sent out a message basically as part of the Prime, like, sign up, was like, hey, I'm not going to have enough tables. If you can provide a table, please do. And, you know, there was a bunch of tables set up when we got there. We brought, what, 5 tables?
I believe so, yeah.
And a couple other people brought tables with them.
Great terrain the whole day. Like, honestly,
it was
awesome,
amazing, amazing terrain. Yeah, so I was really happy about that. And I like that he asked for help, sure, rather than, like, yeah, we got it, you know? And it's you know, that's tough.
And then there's some real miserable,
So it was, you know, beautiful tables. We had a great time. Great people from all over the place. We, you know, just everybody was up there. We had, you know, for those of you that know the community, it was Evan and myself. We had Luke Cook there. Dylan Stevens was there. Who else was there? So
couple call-outs. Sean Allen, one of the local guys who he was there. We had a couple of the other Buffalo players.
Yeah.
One of our John, who I met at PAX.
John,
there he is.
So
that's drilled into my mind now.
A couple episodes ago, well, maybe two, maybe like 8 or 9 episodes at this point. But Evan had met someone at PAX and couldn't remember his name on the podcast, and we met him, and his name was John.
No, we actually had a. It was fun just meeting some of the listeners.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's at this point in the game, like, I've got my invite, so the drive to the worry to get one's kind of gone, so I'm just there to have a good time.
Yeah, and so, you know, we'll skip around a little bit here, but I know we had talked about this before, that there was going to be 5 or 6 of us there with invites, which there was, and we were like, hey man, if we all do well, which most of us did, it could get passed on to 5 or 6. But it just turned out that our buddy Nick, who's a local guy, he actually was in the finals against Luke, and he didn't have an invite. He was like, but then everyone else behind him did. So, so third, you were third, I was fourth. I think Stevens was 5th or 6th.
Yeah,
everyone behind second place all had their invites. But I liked it. Like, I loved the idea of passing it down to, like, 6th place. But I'm really happy, not just because it was a guy that we play with, but also because it was someone who didn't have an invite who's now excited about going to Worlds.
Yep.
You know, and I kind of told him. So the we played four. We had 25 players, which just hits the threshold for the 4 rounds with a top 2 after that.
Yeah.
And so during our 4th game, I was playing next to Nick. Nick and I were playing right next to each other and, you know, talking. And he was like, he won that game, which meant he was going to the final. And I, and because there was only there was only 4 3-0s left.
Yep.
You and Luke were on the top table. Nick and the other guy were on the second table. I forgot his name. Sorry. He said it really quick in the beginning when we met, and I was setting up tables. I was
Who's forgetting names,
hey, man,
now? All right.
Damn. Yep. I think it was Kyle.
Got him.
Kyle. And so, so he they were playing.
Can confirm.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Yeah. Whoop whoop. There, boom, got him, gotcha.
All right. You got lucky,
I just
Kyle.
Had to, like, I had to do, like, the Sherlock thing and go into my mind palace and, like, okay, what was I doing when we talked? So he had won, and he's like, oh man, he's like, I really hope I get the invite. That'd be cool. And I go, yeah, you got it. He goes, what do you mean? I go, well, Luke already has one, so it just goes to you now. And he goes, that's awesome. Like, you know, like he got so excited. Yeah. And so like, so that was good to see, you know? And, so anyways, so like I said, Luke Cook took the whole prime. He was playing a Pelp IRG. So he had Pelp IRG, two shores, one with a medic, two mortars.
Yep.
He had a naked storm with a medic. He had Pelp. He had
three snipers. It was like 10 activation, yeah.
I want to say that maybe the mortars had something else on them, but I don't remember it right off the top of my head. So that's the list that won. Nick's list, I didn't play him. You did, so yep. I don't know what Nick was running. What was Nick running?
He had Luke Sabine triple ATRTs and then cores with med bots and extra trooper.
No snipers?
Three, I think. Yeah. Two or three.
Yep. And then you were playing?
That Hoth list. Leia, three vets with their gun, two of the Mark II little turrets, one 1.4, two Tons, and an air speeder.
So that was your first, second, and third place list. Evan had one loss, and that was to Luke Cook.
Yeah, that tournament should have been. So Luke ended up playing everybody who came from Syracuse. Yeah. So it was just like luck of the draw, right? We're all like our buddy Connor, you know, Brandon got him first. Connor got him like second or third, and then
second. I got him third.
Yeah, and then so it was just like, when did Luke beat you?
Yep.
Yeah, right. Like how close to the top? So any one of us, if the pairings would have like got shook up, could have been top two. That's not like a humble brag for us. That's a humble brag for him, right? It's just like, oh yeah, he showed up and slapped you around.
My game with Luke was incredibly intense. And we went, so it was 2 hour rounds and then a 10 minute dice down after that. So basically when the time ran out of 2 hours, we had 10 minutes to finish the round. And if we didn't finish it, it was dice down at the end of the 10 minutes. And, Luke and I went into that 10 minute thing. We went to full six rounds.
Yeah.
And I would I don't know if you saw me, but I was like sweating and like people were like coming over trying to talk to us and like neither of us were responding to them. And we were just like staring at the board. It literally went down to the wire and Luke beat me on points, which was an incredible game. And Luke is such a good player and he's such a nice guy because I had made a mistake in the game, which cost me the game. And Luke like texted me the next day. I was like, hey man, don't beat yourself up. Like I've been there. I know you're going to be thinking about this for months and I'm sorry, you know, just like let it go. It'll be like such a nice dude.
No, sure. Yeah. No, Luke's always like he doesn't ever say he's a world champ, right? He just wants to play.
Everyone and else. So
I always blow him up when I see him. I'm like, oh, Mr. World Champ coming to knock me out of something else. Right. Yeah. Like you followed me to Canada. Now you're following me here. So, but that's what's fun about him because he's just like
he's just laid back. He's so relaxed and like cool and just like nice.
Yeah, you know? No. My game was like I shot at IRG. So to be fair, the game before I was playing Stevens and he got diced hard.
Yeah.
He put like three rounds of
he was playing triple tons, right?
Triple tons, triple snipers, triple core.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So full meta.
And he ran his snipers into my 1.4. Not snipers, his tons. And for like three rounds, I just would not roll blank on white dice against him. So he shot the four dice like there are four shot pistols, four blocks, rammed. I save all but one, and so it's like these two 1.4 kind of guys just like squaring up to Tauntauns, punching them as they're like. So it kind of cost him the game because he had to get rid of that cannon, or else I just had full lane, and he got diced there. I mean, other stuff happened in the game too, but that was like a. If both of us pointed to one point in the game, we're like, not fair, right? Yeah, like, yeah, you know, because dice kind of happen like that sometimes. Like, right, other stuff happened, like we played each other, but that was just one. And he almost took it with, I couldn't kill Sabine near the end.
Right.
So opposite my game with Luke, I shot the entire game into the IRGs, could not kill them. They didn't roll, like every blank was one. And then he healed it. So my whole game was like, I ended up just getting wiped. He won on points because we tied on intercept the transmissions because I had the majority for the most of the game until you get to that supermarket sweep at the end where it's 2 points. So we tied on that 6-6 and then went to that. But so I was like, you know, you get mad when you throw and you throw and you throw and you just can't kill anything. But
yeah,
it didn't like I mean, like, well, man, that was my last game. I got, like, I totally lucked out of my last game. So, like, I'm just like, yeah, whatever, man. Like, it just had to swing back at me at some point.
Right.
Like, my taunts didn't even engage. They just got shot to death. Like, because I'd come around a corner, I'd see it was a bad idea, and I'd try to reverse. Right? It was just, he knew how to play him. So, it was, then my airspeeder got just one shot, like, not one shot, actually. Got blown out of the sky pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just a crazy game. Like, I got pretty stomped.
Yeah, it was, man, there was a ton of crazy lists, too. I saw
a lot of bikes.
Yeah, there's like two or three triple bike lists.
I think that's actually secretly strong.
Yeah.
I played one of them in round two. Yeah, secretly strong. I think those are going to become a thing because they're 75 points. Like, they shoot an ATST gun that surge to hit.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Basically. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I was, they're interesting, and so I was playing a double heavies list, and I was playing against the bikes, and then I ended up putting him in a position because we had, it was intercept the transmission, which is troopers.
Yep.
Unit, yeah. You know, and so I just took my two heavies, and I was just killing all his troopers, and then, like, talking about the dice rebounding, so, again, my tank, like... he's shooting at my tank, right? It rolls red dice.
Yep.
Blink, blank, blank, blank.
Blank, 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 blank. Shooting at a tank.
And he's getting through, you know, like he's getting a couple, two, three, and then he's rolling these crits, right? And so my tank drops early.
Yeah.
Maybe round two.
Yeah, I looked over and I saw it and I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, right, because you were next to me.
Yeah.
And so, like, the tank drops early. And so I'm like, that's okay. It's all right, because in that time, I had also killed, like, three trooper units.
Yeah, yeah.
And, or two. And then, my ATST was still up. And so, I'm like, it's all good. And then, so I just focused on his troopers. I was letting his bikes do whatever they want. They swing around. They killed the ATST. And then that's when you saw both of my heavies on the side of the board. But by that time, he had three trooper units left.
Mm-hmm.
Veers, a mortar, and like one unit leader from a shore trooper unit. And I still had seven.
Oh, you're just your naked eight. Course.
I still had eight trooper units.
Gotcha, because you spent all this time killing that. Yeah. Yeah. I thought with the impact, it'd burn you down really quick. But, you know, sometimes dice, right?
Well, and it did. So this is a great, I actually have two takeaways from the Prime for our listeners, for like if you're going to a tournament. So there's two things. One, in this particular game, I just looked at the field and I said, okay, this is intercept the transmission, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I can kill, if I focus on his troopers, because they're the only ones that can score points.
Yes.
Oh, he had Boba too.
Yeah.
If I can focus down on his troopers, kill his troopers, they're the only ones that can score points. That's the only thing that matters.
Yep.
And so that's all I did, was I ignored the bikes for the most part, let them do whatever they wanted to do, and then just focused on the trooper units.
What were the other objectives that could have been taken?
So I believe, I want to say I had red.
Okay.
So I just booked it for.
Did you drill down to it?
Yeah, intercept was in the third.
Right. I was gonna say maybe takeaway is like if your opponent, right, maybe grab a thing that vehicles can't interact with, which I guess intercept they can't, but you've just got your backline is it's interesting, right? So your backline's kind of weak, because they don't really have a gun, like you rely on the heavies, but if they can't deal with the heavies, then they just get overrun by, like, nobody stormtroopers.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, the whole point of the list is you just put the heavies up front and you go, all right, deal with this.
You know what? Sometimes, man, tanks don't die. They just roll hot, and you're like, three hits through, three blocks. Cool, my shot back. Chicka, 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 chicka. Suppressive gun.
Well, blah, and blah, I'll blah. Say, so, oh, where I was going with earlier in the conversation was the dice. So, three takeaways from, sorry, I have three. So, first is dice. So, the first two rounds, he's dicing me hard with the tank, right? Like, shooting into him, I'm not blocking anything. The tank dies. And I'm, like, in my head going, if this is TTS, this game's over. Because I know where the dice are going in TTS, because TTS is lame, and I hate it so much. And so I'm, like, okay, but I need to just focus down, because they're not going to be like this at all. So, the whole game. So, towards the end of the game, he's shooting my trooper, my stormtroopers with his bikes, right?
Sure. Yeah.
They're just rolling rocks now. right? Oh, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. He's throwing like, he got one out in the open, so he threw six, he got six hits into him in the open, and they rolled five saves.
Yeah, nice.
And so one died.
Red dice, right?
Right.
Like, sometimes my biggest love and hate with the game is defense dice of any mm-hmm. game, X-Wing, this, yeah. You know, part of me, I look at God Tier that came out, and there's no defense dice, just attack dice. You
right.
Your cards are, you're a tough guy, so he's got baked in tough guy card stuff, right? And they can be so swingy, but again, generally, because Legion's so long, you'll see the curve in a game.
Yes.
And sometimes it's over the day. Like my first game, I was playing one of our Buffalo guys, and I threw like nothing, like no paint, and he just had, it was like 60%. And he accidentally made a mistake when moving guy to grab a key position. Like I just happened to have like one lone tauntaun with like three health, like holding onto a barricade for dear life. And it just ended up on points I won there. But like, and I'm like, man, that was insane. And then I play my third game, and then my dice are just so like, I throw them, I'm just shocked. Right. I'm like, these have blank sides on them, I think. Right. Like, so it's,
yeah.
Sometimes it's the whole day. Other times it's over the course of a game, you'll see the dice turn your way. So I tend not to get too frazzled about them anymore, because I'm just like, yeah, they'll swing my way, right?
Yeah, that was one. Number two is, now that game with the bikes was really, really close, really good player, and he still took me to the wire. Like, I still had to make a lot of good moves, like, especially with Boba out there,
yeah.
But then, you know, is focus on turn zero, and actually we put out an article on Monday about this, is planning out turn zero. So I saw the intercept was in the third position, and I was like, I have to go for that, because I knew in my mind with the firepower that I was putting out, I could delete most of what he had.
Yep.
And so, you know, so just really thinking that through, and then when you're playing the game,
commit to your plan.
Yeah, understanding that's what's happening, and you need to just go for it.
I always tend to lose. Like, so, right, like Muhammad Ali, one of his quotes is, everyone's got a plan going into the fight until you get hit in the face.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, it's the idea is, but a lot of times I've noticed in Legion games when I commit to an idea and it starts breaking down, and this can go two ways. Most of the time my gut says change, and I do, and it all falls apart. So sometimes just even when things start, like, falling apart a little bit, just like, nope. This ATSD is going to stand right here and shoot those guys, right?
That's absolutely right. Like, just because this turn, it may not be going where you thought it was going to go, dude, just stay in it. Just wipe it from your memory and just move on to the next one, because there's nothing you could do at this point. You need to do, so you need to take a look at the table and reassess where you're at.
Yep.
Which falls right into my next, my third one, and this was from the game with Luke. So we were playing a very tight game, close the whole way. Like, I honestly didn't know which way it was going to go. And there was a point where I was up on kill points. We were playing Vaporators. Yep. I was blue. I was up on kill points. Then he took out my tank. Okay, with Pelp.
Pelp bomb.
Yeah, Pelp bombed him. Then my ATSD took out Pelp. Okay, I was back up on points.
Yep.
Then he killed a naked stormtrooper. He's back up on points. Like, so I'm like trying to calculate all of this in my head. So his IRG were in my backfield. He had one left. In my head, I go, okay, my stormtrooper units are going to shoot him and kill him.
Yeah.
Like, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. It was like 10 to 12 dice that were going to go into that IRG.
White dice?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, you know, and I could have aimed and all that, right? Because I had already, VAPs were already done. And I'm like, they got that. What I need to do is, I'm losing track of the points right now, so I need to make sure I'm good, okay? So my ATST, instead of just turning and killing that IRG and making sure it was dead, I shot at a sniper unit, because I'm like, white dice.
Yep.
They had heavy, but I'm like, I'm going to throw nine dice, right?
At least three or four over, right?
I think I ended up getting three over.
Okay.
He ended up blocking two.
Oh.
And I only killed, and it was a double sniper team.
Oh, no.
Yep. And I went,
feels bad,
man. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I start shooting at the IRG, the one guy left, the unit leader, and he didn't die either.
Oh, really?
They missed. So the first unit, I think, tossed one die at him, which he blocked, and one hit at him, which he blocked. Yep. And then the second unit.
Sorry, the mic was just
like Evan's mic, so I got him on boom arms, and his mic was just slowly going up, and I'm like pointing at it, going, and he's like, "What?"
No, I don't.
So the first unit like threw one hit at him, he blocked it.
Yep.
The next unit threw two at him, blocked both of those, and the next unit blanked out with an aim, and I was just like, "That was the game." And then in retrospect, I should have turned the ATST. Because we counted up the points, and I think I lost by, it was like 40 points or 50 points. Yeah, okay. So the sniper wouldn't have helped me. The IRG would have totally put me over, and I would have had it.
Those are tough decisions. So as much as I'm a proponent of like, 2.5 hours, 2 hours is probably fine to get through a game at a competitive speed when you both kind of are just playing. Mm-hmm. Those are times where like that time limit sucks because you're like, You wish you'd say pause. Can I get a points update? Like an X-Wing is actually required for you now because everything's half points for you to fill out a card with everything at half points. And so you hand it to your opponent before you even start playing. So they look and say, so instead of the game stopping being, hey, I need to know what half points on that ship is. So because that cost me or win or not, you can just look at this card and be like, okay, Vader's this half points, this is half points. So you know where to shoot.
Yeah. And I suppose I could ask for his list. And, like, started calculating the points, but you're so focused in the game.
Well, the problem is, like, right, like, you handle this in the beginning, so like, so you go, and you're just looking at upgrades. So you're like, okay. So maybe the next time you play, the problem is, like, sometimes you get no time for setup, sometimes you do, and it's all up to the event and everything, like, because we had, like, 5 minutes for setup, and then it went in, and then we had a 10-minute call after, which is fine.
Yeah.
Like, it was fine. But, like, maybe at Adepticon, where a lot's on the line, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's good practice for everybody to have a card that's not, like, even just an index card that's not your whole list. I don't care about the list, but it's a IRG, 105 points. So you can look at it while you're playing and be like, what do I need to target priority down? Because nothing's hidden knowledge in the game. And on time for both opponents, it's 100% legal and free information for you to be like, how much is your palp worth? And a lot of times, I know some points by head, like,
right.
But a lot of people, 200 plus 10 plus.
Well,
5,
and we absolutely did that because even if you know the points by in your head, it's still I don't know what he had on him.
Right? I know all mine by heart because I built this list 100 times.
And you know, we had done that where we were getting to that point and we saw where it was heading. And so we started asking, like, okay, how much? He goes, you know, like he asks, how many points are the tank? I go, okay, you know, it's this. How many points are Pelp? And like,
yeah, and that's like that's screwing you on time, right? Because you're standing time trying to add up your stuff. So it may be, you know, maybe this is something, you know, get a card with this point unit points. So when you get to the point where sometimes, dude, the missions I hate the most are VAPs and sometimes key positions where it goes down to points. I really like a definitive game where it's like, I've got 3 points, you got six, you won kind of thing. So there's no like nitty gritty, like, you know, counting up, but on a lot of objectives, there's not. So it goes down to points. So maybe at Adepticon, that's something we could talk, like a community can talk about. Cause that's an easy, You bring a card.
Yeah.
You bring an index card. You get a pen and you just like IRG 80, right? Like you just have everything down.
So my thoughts there and what I was thinking about afterwards was the time was ticking down. It was a high pressure situation. I made a call.
Yep.
That in my head, I was like, I think this is the right call. Like I questioned myself twice. I'm like, I think this is the right call. What I should have done instead of just going for it was, and this is what I would recommend to everyone and something I need to practice is I should have just stepped back for a second and surveyed the whole board and just went, okay, where is everything? Like, where am I right now? Where is he right now?
I mean, when you're down to like that 10-minute mark, though, at that time, you don't have time, right?
I know, so it's just like ticking. Yeah.
So I think, you see, the problem is here, if dice had worked out for you, that would have been the right call.
Yeah.
Right? So it's hard to, I wouldn't beat yourself up on it so much because you, like, I can't tell you how many times, like, I bring my airspeeder around and I throw like four overcover into a squad of snipers on like TTS or something. It's like, oh, they block three. And I'm like, right? Like, you know, this, okay, right? So it's, I made the right call shooting at them to get rid of that activation, but something out of your control.
Right.
Like, so if you had just shot, like, you know what, man? That red dice got blanks too. He's got to roll them sometime, right? So you shoot at him. You throw, like dude, a Luke in our game, he rolled up with three, it's his little naked squad of troopers to fire at my Tauntauns behind heavy cover. He's three crits. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, what's, and I took three and I'm like, yo, I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, and it was fun. So that guy, gosh, I got to look up his name. The guy I played with the bikes, I want to say it's Shane. He, yeah, like towards the end, like he's trying to get his troopers like in position for that intercept. Yeah. And it was like, crit, 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 crit. And like, he's like, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like,
it just, sometimes it happens.
I feel bad. I'm sorry,
it's
man.
It's tough because it's, I think you probably made the right call because you're going to guarantee a kill on the snipers.
Yeah.
With your big gun.
I thought that was the way to go.
Didn't work out. Like, I know. You know, same thing in the Stevens game. He committed like two things of Tauntaun, so that 1.4 cannon didn't, it just didn't die. Didn't have pierce, didn't die. I shot all game at his IRG because I'm like, well, if I shoot anything else, they're just going to pull the hits anyway. So I might as well just try to kill these guys who are going to tank it all. Turned out like dice just didn't happen. So sometimes dice, man, like it just doesn't go your way.
James. That's what his name was.
Oh, for your opponent?
Yeah.
Cool. Mine was Sean for my first one. I had to look it up on the list too.
Yeah, Sean, right. Sean yeah. from Albany.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
James and James from Albany. So, but yeah, so they, great, great game. And actually it was funny and I thought that, not funny, but I thought this was nice. So the Matt who runs Just Games messaged me yesterday and asked me, because he worked the morning shift, yeah. So he had someone else work in the night shift. He goes, hey, how did the tournament go? I go, dude, it was excellent. Thank you so much. Like, we appreciate it. And he told me, he goes, I love working with the Legion community. He said, they're so amazing. Like, everybody's so nice. They pick up after themselves. Like, he was just saying all this really nice stuff cool. about our community and how it's different from some other communities. Yeah. And not that he disparaged any other yeah. community. He was just saying how nice it was to work with the Legion community. And so keep that up, right? Like, because that's, we're the ambassadors. And so if we can have a store owner, a guy who owns the store, says how much of a pleasure it is to work with and to have tournaments for Legion players, then he's going to have more. And so right, if we do this everywhere, then we're just going to continue to get support from yep. stores, because they're going to be like, oh yeah, those guys are totally chill.
I agree with that, because it's those kits aren't cheap, the big ones, those right. BBQ kits. So the fact that he's gotten like three of them
yeah.
for us is nuts. Right?
Yeah, he's like, awesome.
That's really cool.
And it was nice to, because the first RPQ that he had back in April, the first one, the one I took,
yeah,
we had like 12 or 14 players.
It was like 10.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, so low, it was yeah. really nice to see 25. Like,
dude, yeah, we,
you know what I mean?
Like doubled
right, right
over the course.
And I think he had 30 registered.
Yeah.
And so five no-showed. So we almost tripled what we originally had, which is so exciting for me. And he seemed like he loved it. And I mean, you know, he definitely made his money out of it.
Oh,
and
sure.
So,
yeah.
You know, I, cause what was the cover? 20, 25?
I think so. It was like 20 to get in.
Yeah. So like he made $600, and then let's assume the kits are what, 300 or something?
Yeah. Two. Like 3 or 450 or something. Yeah. They're pretty.
So he made money on the deal, yeah. which is excellent.
Yeah. And I'm really like, I always get afraid, cause those kits are not cheap.
Right.
And then, when you see like the first time we had 10 people show up, he's like, look, I knew I was going to take a loss on this, but I wanted to do it.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, man, like, sorry. Right. Like it's, we, as many people came as they wanted to, but no, it was a real good time, man. That was I look back and it gives me more thought. So we were driving away and Stevens was like, hey man, drop the two HQs on your Tons,
yeah,
and then put on comms jammers and tenacity. And I'm like, oh yeah, maybe I'll give that a try. Then I'm like, wow, that frees up two more points. I could put a harpoon on the back of my airspeeder. And then the car goes silent. Jay's like, why would you want to put a harpoon on your airspeed? I'm like, and I didn't even think about his list. I'm like, well, it's 3 points, and I can throw a suppression out the back, more or less, right? It's a one red die, so it's like a, you know, 80% chance that I can just look at when I pass somebody, I shoot something in the front, and
yeah.
I throw a suppression out the back. And he's like, I don't, why would you do that? And I'm like, why is he oh, so I'm like, how? And I just thought it'd be so funny.
That, like, oh yeah, would you like that, Evan? Would you like that? Would you like that, Evan?
The biggest meme, like, it's like I fly over you, stunt over you, and then yeah. I just harpoon, and then I want to hear somebody complain that I counterpicked with a harpoon on the back of my air speeder to beat them, and then like somebody really like be like, if he hadn't taken that 3-point harpoon, this game would have been in the bag for me.
Yeah, I'm like, what's the harpoon do, Evan? What's it do? It turns vehicles? Oh, real interesting.
Dude, pivots, though, the worst part is it's only 90 degrees.
Right.
And so, like, with a tank or something, you just change.
Yeah,
right?
Well,
like,
right. It gets a free reposition. So it's like, it's, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like it's, yeah. So it stops like an ATSD for a turn. And, you know, we're talking like, well, 180 would really screw it. Because not only does it have to hit, it has to deal damage.
Yeah.
So it's not even if you defend, right. Like I still get to pull you. So it's like on a tank, you've got 50-50 that you won't even take it. You're like, blocked. I'm like, cool.
Right.
But to me, it's more of a 3-point like suppression out the back. Like I fly over, I shoot a sniper squad, don't kill it. I fly to go with the next one, and I shoot out the back.
You don't have to explain it to us. Like I get it. You want it because it's thematic. So just do it. Stop explaining it.
Hey.
He's trying to like make it sound good. Just take it. Just take it and do what you got to do.
Oh, God. I hope I knock you out of something with a harpoon. That's the pivotal blow that everyone looks
happen.
Back
I'm
and goes
I'm
going
to blow
like,
that little piece of crap plane out of the sky before it even gets to
everyone
me.
Goes back and looks at the tape and like, yeah, that's where he really lost. He wasted action to turn back
know,
around to fire.
But it's not even that. It's, if I lost to that harpoon, it would be like, you know, that's where Jay lost his mind.
That's where Jay started a fist fight at a comics.
Now we know why the Fifth Trooper is no longer a thing.
Well, honestly, the 4-point bid's better.
Yes.
Because I looked at my objective deck after I built it back. I'm like, I like everything in here, so.
You know, I was going to say that, too. So for those of you going out competitively to primes and stuff, I was, and I've heard this actually from a couple of the other primes this past weekend. We had 7 in total around the U.S.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts.
Is that as much as bids are a thing for Tons, that there weren't a lot of high bid lists.
No,
like
really
I
wasn't.
Actually got blue twice, and mine's a 798 or something.
Yeah,
like
I'm 798 too. I got blue every time.
So let me. I actually want to look. I think I'm 798 or 796.
Yeah, I'm 798. So like right. It was fine. Like on normal tables. Like a bid. Of like that may do you fine. I mean, if you really need the bid because your list is built in a way that
798,
you can't not have your deck, right? Like,
right.
If I see a deck that's all like Fleet Troopers, you know, everyone's range 2, you're just like Fleet Troopers and Wookiees, and like I know you don't have Long March in there, right? And I know I do, right? Maybe you take a deep bid so you always get blue, so you always can try to get you have the chance for long like to get Long March out.
I've been thinking a lot about that because with my list, I almost don't want blue.
I mean, you don't really care. Like, your positioning isn't really, like, right, so you get disarray, you throw one group of cores in the corner if you feel like
Yeah, or a sniper.
Or a sniper, who cares, right? Like, they're fine. Like, mine, I throw, like, the airspeeder.
Yeah.
Like, it'll get there. Like, it'll come around. Like, there's not one. The worst one for me is actually Long March, so I took that out just because it's, like, Rebels just suck at Long March, man. I don't care. You can talk me up and down why they don't, but my 1.4 and my veterans, my 1.4 is the only thing I can really like play in that area.
Yep.
And then if I get the airspeeder out too far, it just gets eaten up. Because guess what? Sometimes you just roll crits. You don't need impact. I had a Z6 throw 4 into me and I'm like, and so like that gets it's hard to keep back. You have to keep like kind of doing like donuts in the corner with it. And at that point it's 140 points. I can't help you too much.
Yeah, let's see. I saw a lot of Sabine. There was at least 3 that I saw.
She's
I played.
Still good.
I played against. So my last game was against Jacob. Great guy. We met him the first time last year at the RPQ. He's a Rochester local, and he went to Northeast Open. Really nice dude. I really like playing him because he's just chill. And,
yeah,
you know. And so we played, and he was playing Leia Sabine with Tons, which was. He actually had one of the vets in there too, the vets in the Mark II, which was really neat.
Cool.
You know, I think those two units are really good.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one playing them. Like,
yeah,
not unironically. Like, not it's not even a brag. It's just like no, Shores, man, they're just better. They're just so better.
Well, right. It was Death Troopers against Pathfinders, right? It's the same deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, so great games, great people. It was really nice meeting everyone and, you know, trying to put some names and faces together. And, you know, there's a bunch of listeners and Patreon members there. And it was a real pleasure meeting you guys in person and, you know, shaking your hand and being able to thank you for supporting us and stuff. And so it was awesome. And so now next weekend I'm off to Vegas for the LVO, which I'm really excited about. We'll be streaming that, live streaming that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you can check that out. We'll probably do a little bit more of a breakdown of LVO next week since we'll be, you know, a few days out from it. Trying to think what else going on, Evan? Tons are tons.
Okay, I don't think I got a hot take.
Yeah, okay, go for it.
You know, right, tons and real life tables are fine. Tons, they're overtuned. They are overtuned. Don't even let me say it. Maybe they need to go up like 10 points.
Okay.
So they're not 100 points with HQ uplink.
Yep.
Something like that, probably fine. You take tons away, Shores just rule the world. Like, straight up, I don't even doubt that for a minute. Yo, I have a 12 activation list with its Veers, 3 Shores, 3 Mortars, 3 Bikes, 2 Snipers.
Yep.
Like, how is that even fun to play against? Like, right. The Shoreline comes up, and you, as a Rebel player, so my Vets, right? Vets are supposed to be the released count, not counter, but, like, equivalent. Yeah, I surge to hit in defense, but I'm only 5 ups, and I'm not taking aggressive tactics because it doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't improve me any. And range 4, man, that range 4 gun, I think Kyle from Orchimedes, like, mathed it out. It's, like, 80-plus chance to roll a crit with that thing if you have an aim. It's something nuts like that. Like, I saw more Shores than I did Tons the whole day. So my fear is everyone says, get these Tons out of here, get these Tons out of here. We don't like them. Yeah. You take them away, and then Shores just come to rule the world, right? Because, man, Tons go, I'll play Shores.
Right.
Like, my Tons are my only way to interact with them, right? Yep. Like, they can gun down my 1.4 pretty quick. I guess you can take snipers, but they're kind of slow. They can't kill them fast enough, right?
Yep.
Especially with Palp being able to pull a string, so short shoot again. That T1-B gun is just so good. It's worth taking him just for that gun, right? Because it's throwing a whole army at range 4, right?
Right.
2 black, 2 white. My fear is, yes, Tons are overtuned, probably need a points update or a rules change to creature troopers or something. But if you change rules for creature troopers, you hurt the Dewback, who's like the fine creature trooper, right? He's fine. The problem is he's just not as crazy as Tons. But if you take them away, you're just going to get hit by Shorelines every match.
Yeah.
I don't
see why. Yeah, the range 4 is crazy on them. Like, you don't think it's a big deal, but for some reason that 2 black, 2 white, every time it's like, okay.
It's so what...
With the crit 1, because you're getting crit 1. But I've always found, like, maybe not always, but, like, more often than not, it seems like with that Shore, you can get at least 2 crits.
Oh, easy. And so here's my other problem with that. So they get issued an order, they get a name. Cool, right? That's their thing. Aims are better than dodges. Like...
Yeah.
You can't tell me they're not. Because my veterans get a dodge for getting issued an order. Guess what dodges don't care about? Crits. I can't stop crits. So you're shooting me at range 4. I can't fire back. I'm eating 2 crits, probably losing 2 guys. And I'm like, cool, that dodge was really helpful.
Yeah.
And like, they're a little under Death Troopers, and I'd rather have Shores just because they come, you can get a mortar with them, right? You take a Shore, you can get that mortar. Mortar gives you a suppression no matter what, or 2 if it actually hits. So you can throw, in 2 activations, you can throw 3 to 4 suppression on me before I can even engage you back, right? And that just, as a Rebel player, I get we're getting the DLT and that's coming the core pack, but that feels less like a card I needed and more like a fix to let me play in that range 4 space.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I've got to bring snipers. So our only, I know it sounds like a Rebel player crying and I'm really not trying to sound like that, but I really looked at it like, you take those out and then do I bring more 1.4s, but they can't really interact with anything,
right?
Then it just goes to, what are my specialist options? Wookiees, stinky, full group of commandos, nobody's taking though, like they're just 2 points costly. Sniper, or I don't even, what's the other specialist?
Pathfinders.
Yeah, okay. So, right, like, yeah, they can't get to range 4 without that their special gun, which is free now, but you're throwing, like, 5 white dice.
Yeah.
Like, I just, I'm worried that they're both a problem, and it's, you have to look at, so what happened in X-Wing was there's a ship called the Jumpmaster. The Jumpmaster ruled the world for, like, 3 worlds. It got nerfed twice and had to be nerfed like a third time. They had to take upgrades off the card before it stopped winning worlds. So that finally got taken out of the game. And then all these ugly ships, all these ugly problems, like, raised their head of, like, guess what? Kanan Biggs is a ghost and Biggs. 2 ship list, or 3 if you will dock, but can't shoot it. All these other, like, crazy, like, bomb lists and everything came out of nowhere because that was keeping them out.
Right.
Right. So it's unfortunately, I feel like, you know, call me crazy, call me whatever. And you know what? Maybe I'm completely wrong, but I really feel like if the Tons do need a fix, I am not saying that, right?
Okay.
They need something.
Shores do as well. Yeah.
I just feel like they need to too, because honestly, every time I build an Imperialist, I don't even own Shores, but I'm like, 3 Shores, 3 Mortars, what else do I want? Right. Like, I don't even think about stormtroopers anymore, unless it's like to carry a medbot.
I think that's going to change with the upgrades. I think that new,
I hope so,
that new range 4 gun is going to change that.
But even I look at that, that range 4 gun's not as good as a shore gun. It's red and 3 white as compared to 2 black, 2 white with crit 1.
Similar. Well, not with the crit 1, but yeah,
crit 1, man. That's
right.
That's clutch.
But I don't know. I don't think 3 and 3 is the way to go with shores. I think it's 2 and 2 and 2, and then maybe put in 2 of the stormtroopers with that new gun.
I guess. I think for the points, though, like, you're getting a cheaper activation to go along with
the Yeah, but the problem is the mortar sometimes is a dead activation because it can only do so much.
It can always give out suppression, though. That's the thing.
Yep.
Like, where the Mark II gun, sometimes you just throw 3 into it, it dies. Like, even in cover, like, I can't get to the fight. Is that the problem with my...
Yeah.
Because I've got the closest I think I can get to like a Rebel gun line. And it just doesn't, like, I'm just afraid that if I lose those 2 Tons to go and, like, threaten, that you're just going to see shorelines everywhere. And then that becomes the next problem. Like, well, what are they keeping out? Like, what are, like, right, like, what's the, this ladder kind of goes down a little bit. Like, so I do agree that Tons need something. They need, I don't know what it is, take a creature trooper rule out, take a agility only procs once, take a points increase. I noticed, honestly, on real tables, though, white dice roll a lot more blanks than they do in TTS, so sometimes they just throw 4 damage into my Tons, and they take 4 and they die.
Yeah, but I mean, you know this, you've done this, a good Ton player, you can potentially have 4 with cover 2 and 2 dodges. You basically have 4 hits you got to eat through before you can even touch a Ton.
Yep, no, that's fair.
And so sometimes shore troopers can do it, and, you know, for the most part, they could probably throw 2 in there, maybe in addition, right?
Yep.
I mean, rolling 6 on shores is really, really good. That's the high end of what they can do. You know, 6 to 8.
It's aggressive tactics helps put them over the edge,
too,
right?
Yeah, like, well, and I think their normal is like 4, 4.5 or something. It's like what they should, you know, technically should be rolling, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tons are just hard to kill. But the problem is they're hard to kill and they are crazy good when they get to you. So it's like, okay, well, what am I going to do, you know?
Yeah, you know, then I had my 2 and I'm pretty good with them, but Luke made it so I couldn't get to him, right? Like, he knew how to play around them. And even Stevens, I'm sure he's not sick of that. He knew how to play around them too.
Yeah.
Right. It was interesting.
Sure.
So I wonder if it's are they, like, the problem is too, we've only had one, like, this weekend full of primes, that data, they pay attention to, right? So I wonder, you know, how many, like, if they're going to see the data for a while to see if they're really showing up at all these top. And the problem with the Jumpmaster, though, going back to that, is that didn't always win events,
right?
But it was still a problem, right? It's still keeping things out until it got to in the hands of a
We'll see. I mean, I don't know what Vegas is going to be. I think it's going to be a mixture. You know, the prime, every list was different. I don't think there were even the triple bike, even the Ton lists were all different. Like, people were trying new stuff.
I thought that
stuff
was really cool, honestly. Like, I
I mean, Pelp won, right? Pelp list took it. And so that's crazy. Like, everybody's list was different. I'm hoping for the similar thing at LVO, but you'll probably get, like, so what we got, 120 or so players. I would say probably 10 to 15 will have, like, high efficiency meta lists.
That's fair. And, I mean, it's interesting. I just, you know, this is just me, like, hot-taking musing on it.
Yeah.
So a lot of what we do, more or less, you're listening to our book club, and Jay and I get together, and we just talk about Legion, right? This isn't, we are wrong a lot, and we are also right sometimes. Ugh. So it's
real. I was talking to a couple guys, John and James and a couple of the guys on Saturday, and we were talking about sometimes people will come up to us or like message us and be like, oh, hey, I just found your podcast. I'm on episode 10. I'm like, dude, you should just skip to we're at like episode 73. You should just skip to like 55.
If you really want to
like, there was a bunch of stuff we were talking about that made no friggin' sense back then, you know, or, you know, that, or the rules got changed. So those things aren't even things anymore, you know?
Yeah. It's just interesting. So I really want the new stuff to come out because I wanted to bring clones to Worlds. Yeah. Like, that's really what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But maybe the tank comes out in time. It's supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean,
February.
It might be February, but we'll see.
Maybe not. Like, that's the thing. Like, I really probably won't take them unless the tank comes. Now, I might not even want to use it, but just the fact that it's in my building of lists and something I could try on the table to try to play it before it, you know, hits its world. So it's, I don't know, man. It's going to be wild.
Yep.
I'm interested to watch a stream for LVO and see what shows up.
And you can on the Fifth Trooper YouTube
channel. I sure can. that ramble went a little longer than I wanted it to, but that's just my overall thoughts on it because it's
cool.
You know, you read the posts, you read the blogs, and everyone's saying they're a problem. But on real tables, I don't see them that oppressive. I mean, they stink. Like, three of them's like nuts.
What do I do?
But then their backline suffers.
Right.
And actually, on my airspeeder, I started marking. I have hash marks on it. I was taken with a marker of every sniper team I killed with it. So I just got one, roll over, put a mark on the side. Like,
love it.
And it's because I generally think, you know, sniper, I don't like snipers in the game. I feel like their range and their pierce one. The worst part is you need it. You need to kill death troopers. Sometimes Imperials just roll hot. But I don't like how they feel. So I just don't play them. But you can't choose just to not play them and not have an answer for them.
Right.
Because no one's going to be. Right.
Agreed.
Like, so, like, even if you don't like Tons and you're like, I'm not going to play Tons on principle, I'll show you, have an answer for them. Because if you don't, you're going to get ran over. Right. Like, honestly, Wookiees aren't bad against Tons. You countercharge with them. Right. Yeah. Like, you probably won't kill them all in one swing. You can't kill us all, Wookiees. But if you can get a charge into the full group of Wookiees on Tons, like, eat them alive. Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we'll wrap it up there.
Okay.
You did great, Evan.
Proud of you,
buddy.
You did great.
Third place at the Prime.
What place you get, Jay?
Fourth.
No.
We were talking about that right before they called out all the places, and I'm like, I think I got third, and Evan's like, nah, I think I got a better SOS than you, and I was like, oh, yeah.
No, you didn't.
But I couldn't say that out loud.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
No, I'm taking third. Shalansky. But, yeah, so you know, Luke Cook was first, Nick Gardner second, Evan third, myself fourth, and then it went so on from there.
We've got... next Prime is in February 2nd, Millennium Games, Rochester.
Yep.
And then in the middle of February
is, 15th.
The Hooded Goblin.
Hooded Goblin.
Going up there.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Everyone, stay rad.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.